Psalm 91, beginning with verse 1. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High, and we just sang a few minutes ago about being under the shadow of Yahweh's wings. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to Yahweh, my refuge and my fortress, my Elohim, in whom I trust. And it is in Yahweh in whom we should trust. For it is he who delivers you from the snare of the trapper and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you may seek refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and bulwark. And most definitely, brethren, if we have faith in him and in his faithfulness, it will be as a shield to us. And you might also correlate that with what you find in Proverbs 2, verses 7 and 8. And then we'll move on. Proverbs 2, verses 7 and 8. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk in integrity. But you got to walk in integrity, brother. He's not going to just protect you and offer you shelter just for breathing in air. You got to walk in integrity. He is a shield to those who walk in integrity, guarding the paths of justice, and he preserves the way of his righteous ones. And then the helmet. Referred to with a metaphor as of salvation. What does the helmet do, brethren? What does it protect? It protects your head. That's right. So what you're doing here, brethren, is you are protecting the very source of your thinking, brethren. Go over to Isaiah 59:17 as a strengthening text here. Isaiah 59:17. As we begin to draw this to a close here. Isaiah 59:17 says, he put on righteousness like a breastplate and a helmet of salvation on his head, and he put on garments of vengeance for clothing and wrapped himself with zeal as a mantle. And in my opinion, Paul was referring to this passage when he was when he was preparing this letter to the Ephesians. We're working out salvation with fear and trembling, as we see in Philippians 2:12-13, brethren, and we won't turn there. But we are working out our salvation from day to day with fear and trembling. And to do that, you must use your head, brethren. You must fill it with good things and not with evil, if you are to think clearly. Salvation must be on the forefront of our minds. You know, it's interesting when you look at the book of Daniel and you look at the dream that was interpreted in the statue. The head of the statue was gold, because it was representative of the kingdom of Babylon. And to me, it's significant, because remember, that statue, you know, not to get into a whole prophetic lesson here, but elements of that statue's body consist of different materials. And those materials represent different empires and different epochs in history, leading all the way to the present age. And the very top of that, even leading to the present age, to the toes, and what's going to occur at the very end of the age before the rock falls from the heavens and crushes it and breaks it into pieces, and the kingdom of Yahweh is established on this earth through Yahshua the Messiah. But in all of that, the head, it's interesting to me, is one of gold, because it is the head of Babylon, because that's the head thinks, brethren. That's where the mind is. And this worldly system and all these worldly nations, they think with the head of Babylon to this very present day. And the confusion that Babylon engenders. We have to be different, brethren. We have to have the thoughts of Yahweh in our mind. And we have to, in a sense, if I may use the term, desensitize ourselves to getting away from the evil. Or maybe desensitize is probably not the right word. But we have to train ourselves to shut aside the evil and to continue moving forward, brethren. And this is something that takes some doing on our part, especially in the day and age in which we face all these different things daily. But we have to put into practice what it says in Deuteronomy 6, verses 4 to 9. And you should know that very well. Deuteronomy 6, 4. Hear, O Israel, Yahweh is our Elohim. Yahweh is one. You shall love Yahweh your Elohim with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. If you're loving Yahweh your Elohim with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might, then what are you shutting out? If you're doing all to one, what are you shutting out in the other? Everything else, right? Because your whole dedication must be towards Yahweh, is the point. You shall teach them these words, verse 6. These words which I am commanding you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your sons, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up. In other words, they should be a part of your life. They should be internalized and made a part of your everyday living for you and for your family. You shall bind them, verse 8, as a sign on your hand, because your hand is what you do, and you're working, right? And they shall be as frontals on your forehead. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. They should dominate all your living. But verse 8, you shall bind them as a sign on your hand, which is what you do, and they shall be as frontals on your forehead, which is what you think, brethren. We must think with the word of Yahweh and not with the gold head of Babylon, brethren. It's not literal, this frontals on your forehead, but it is a figurative teaching. And finally, the sword, the word of Yahweh, our primary means of defense and offense, the sword of Yahweh.